You're listening to Smile 90.4 FM. This is the home of the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. But today it is all about tech because, of course, it's Tuesday, which means it's Tech Tuesday with TNS. Hi, TNS.
Hi, it's nice to be back.
Lovely to see you. TNS, we today are talking about finances, but in the world of tech, related to a little bit of cryptocurrency.
It's all related.
It's all going crazy. Let's just break it down for me. What's happening?
Well, it's been a couple of crazy weeks in the stock market. Once things like NVIDIA and a lot of the other tech companies kind of took off, and in crypto, it's been a crazy couple of weeks. Those two markets seems are very, very interlinked, and they've been for a while, but now that the US dollar, for example, is suffering because of the policies from the White House, these crypto assets and some of the technology companies, those stocks are just flying.
Speaking about NVIDIA, you told me something off air that actually blew my hair back, something about trillions of dollars.
NVIDIA is now the first company in the world ever to be valued at $4 trillion. So we had a couple of companies in the $3 trillion club, it was called. So the likes of Microsoft, Meta, Amazon, those kind of companies. And NVIDIA joined them quite recently, actually. But they've just shot the lights out. And they are the first company to hit $4 trillion. And most of this, obviously, is driven by AI.
Yeah,
they make the most popular and most powerful and most used AI chips in the world. And their margins are just shooting the roof out.
Do you remember what NVIDIA was known for way back in the day?
Well, even before the days of a normal PC graphics cards.
Yes, that's the one.
Well, that was quite recently. Even before that, they did everything from kind of telecom systems and processing chips for much smaller electronics. From there, they went into consumer electronics very early on in their lifetime. It was obviously GPUs was the big thing in the 90s. They were the first company to build GPUs.
Yeah.
And they were obviously like driving that whole market. Now we've got AMD and we've got Intel also in that market and a couple of other very small players. But they realized very early on that their technology is actually so well suited to supercomputers. And in today's day and age, AI processing, which is why this is the biggest company in the world right now.
That just blows my mind. Like literally, I can remember being in the computer science labs. I'm going to age myself way back in the 90s because we were visiting friends. And for us, that was the cutting edge. And every single machine in that room had an NVIDIA graphics card. And we were like, our jaws were on the floor because that was the best you could get at the time. And now you're telling me that they are the biggest company in the world.
Exactly. And not even off of graphics cards. I mean, obviously, that same tech is built into their chipsets that drive these supercomputers and AI and data centers and these kind of things. But they were so efficient in building these technologies that they're still at the forefront of, you know, GPUs, but it's just become a much smaller part of their business, even though that is the public-facing part of their business, right? That's the only way we all still see them. I mean, they released the 5000 series RTX cards this year, still like the top of the line, best graphics cards, essentially taken that architecture and they've made these new AI H100 and H101 and H102 chips that drive AI and this massive, massive amount of compute that we need to drive these systems. And, you know, we're not going to stop anytime soon. They seem to be going from strength to strength, and it's not going to happen in our lifetimes that this company is not going to be a super, super massive, very valuable company that's going to drive technology.
$4 trillion and beyond. We'll have to keep an eye on that situation. Every time we talk, you just make the world seem a little bit more crazy, TNS. We'll catch up with TNS again next week on Tech Talk with TNS. If you want to find out more about tech and science, go and visit him and his buddies over at bandwidthblog.co.za. We head back to the music right here on Smile 90.4 FM.